Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph. We left off on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. We are at the second to last skinny line on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Marukva Shachav Lei Bar Chamua. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, none of his wife and children. Also by Avishai Newman, Lila Nishmas, his father, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. Also by Beryl Eckstein, commemorating the yahrzeit of his brother, Rav Yechiel Tzvi, Ben Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib, and Bela Eckstein. Also by the Gross family, Lizecher Nishmas, Chana Leia Bas Moshe Tzvi, Rav Moshe Yehud Ben Rav Nachum, Chaya Leia Bas Naftali Hertzka, and Tzvi Menachem Ben Shmayahu. And also by Berish and Shani Sober, in honor of the Shloshim of Rav Nasan Nata, Shaul Ben Yitzchak Mordechai, Zichrono Levracha, Rabbi Nathan Ehrlich, and also by Shraga Bril, Lili Nishmas Zeda, Harav Shraga Leib Ben Tzvi, Zichron Levrach, on the occasion of his yahrzeit, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So again, we're holding the second to the last skinny line on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, and we're going to continue a little bit to discuss being Noeg Avelus for a secondary relative together with one's relative. Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether when one tears Kriya, they need to do so standing up, or you could even do Kriya sitting down. Then we're going to have a Braisa that lists all of the things that an Avel is not allowed to do, and we're going to start elaborating on them one by one. So we're going to talk about the Yisr of Tefillin for an Avel, and how many days is the Ikur Avelus as a reflection. You see Tefillin as a reflection of what's really the Ikur Avelus, because an Avel does start putting on Tefillin at some point during Shiva. The question is, at what point during Shiva? The Gemara is going to talk about an Isser Melacha for an Avel. We're going to talk about leaving the house during Avelus, particularly in order to do Nicham Avelim for other Avelim, whether an Avel is allowed to do that. Then the Gemara is going to get into the details of the Isser of She'elas Shalom for an Avel. And that's probably as far as we're going to get today. So let's begin in the second to last skinny line on Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Marukva Shachav Lei Bar Chamua. Marukva's the son of his father-in-law had passed away, meaning his brother-in-law, his wife's brother. So he thought that he was going to be knowing a full avelus of sitting shiva and observing shloshim together with his wife, because his wife was going to be in avelus. So al Rav Huna l'gabei, Rav Huna went to visit him, ashkechei, and he saw that he was being knowing avelus. What, you enjoy eating the foods that people provide for an avel? Even back then, it was typical that people don't know what to do for you, so they make a lot of food. So in a beis avel, there's a lot of delicious food. So he says, so you enjoy all the sushi platters for lunch? Is that why you're choosing to be an avel? Lo amr l'kvodish, so el chamoso. They only said to be no avelos for the covet of your wife when it's her parents who pass away, because that's for the covet of the parents, and not when it's the rest of her relatives, because any korva that's a result of chitun is not mechayiv to be no avelos on the krovei hakarov. So the Gemara brings a raya to this chiluk between his in-laws and his parents' in-law and everybody else. The Tanya Misha Meis Chamiv Chamoso Eino Rashi Lachav Esishal Lios Kocheles Lios Pokeses. If a person's father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, he's not allowed to request of his wife that she should put on makeup or that she should part her hair in a certain way. Ela Kofa Mita. So he should be Kofa his own Mita. V'noi Gima Avelus, and should observe Avelus together with her. V'chein hi, and similarly, if on her side, Shemes Chamiha, O Chamosa, if her father-in-law, her mother-in-law passes away, Eina Rasha Lios Kocheles, Lios Pokeses, she's not permitted also to make herself up and to part her hair. Elakofa Mitasa, V'nohegesima Avelus. She does Kfias Amita on her own bed, and she observes Avelus together with him. So that's on the one end. But then V'tanya Idach, we have another Brisa that tells us, Aval Bishamru, Eina Rasha Lachav Ezish, that even though during a wife's avelus you can't request of her that she make her that she get made up and that she parts her hair and to be mevatel the minhage avelus, but by emes amru mozeges lo sakos matzas lo mito machatz lo part of yod varaglov, she can dilute his wine for him, she can make his bed for him, she can wash his hands, face, and feet for him with warm water even during her avelus, just like she would during the rest of the time. So lechora it's kashin adadi, it's a stira between these two brises. The first brisa says that when his wife is in avelus, he should be be kofa mitaso when his wife is in avelus and observe avelus with her. The second brisa says that she should be bathing him and being matzas lo amita, preparing the bed for him, that she does all these things for him, very clearly indicating that we even allow her to do these kinds of malachas, which are a distraction from her avelus, because he's not in avelus, and she should take care of him because he's not in avelus. She's not allowed to have tashas amita be yemei avela, but she doesn't have a din of anida. That's what Rashi and Ksubas points out. That meaning that's the ikur. That's the point over here, that she's mozeges lo sakos, matzas lo amita. These are things that Marchetz Panav Yadav Raglav, these are things that Anida is not allowed to do Labaila. Anida is not allowed to do these things for her husband. So when a woman is in Avelus, there's an Isra of Tashma Shamita, yeah, but you don't have to observe all the Harchakos. These are Harchakos that Anida is not allowed to do for her husband. So she don't have to observe all those Harchakos. Rashi says that this heter is only by Avelus on her relatives, that even if he's going to have a Yetzer Hara, she's not going to want to have Tashma, she's not going to listen to him. But if it's his relatives, she's not allowed to be rochitz panav el natzia mitaso, because if he wants to, if his yetzar gets the best of him, she won't turn him down. However, other rishonim don't make a distinction between his relatives and her relatives. That's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. But the point is again that all of these things are things that Anida is not allowed to do. The Gemara says in Maseches Ksubas, kol malacha she isha osa labayla, nida osa labayla. Any malacha that a woman normally does around the house, Anida should also do around the house. Chutz mizikasakos, atzatz amita, varchatzus panav yadav raglav. Except for these three things, these are the things that Anida is not allowed to do labayla. It's a little bit funny that those are the only things that are identified. We have many more harchakos that we observe beyond just those three things. But I always thought that those three things are good. Are a good way of organizing the categories of harchakos, right? Hatzos amita, whatever hatzos amita means, we assume that just making the bed and straightening out the covers is not hatzos amita, but whatever hatzos amita means is something that clearly relates to the bedroom. And we have a whole category of harchakos relating to the bedroom, sitting on her bed, lying on her bed, sleeping in the same bed, all of these bedroom harchakos. Then you have mezigas akos, whatever that means, relates to something in the dining room in mealtime, and we have a whole category of harchakos that relate to mealtime. Harchatzas panav yadav raglav relates to an intimate interaction between the two of them, and then we have a whole category of harchakos that relates to intimate interactions between the two of them. So I always thought that even though we have a much broader list of harchakos that we observe, but this is at least a good, these are three categories of harchakos. But for our purposes and our sugya over here, kashin adadi, we're asking a stira. Does he or does he not observe avelus together with his wife when his wife is an avel? Elav shmamina kan b'cham b'chamoso kan b'shar krovim. It must be that there's a chilik when it's his mother-in-law and father-in-law that pass away. That's the first price, that he should observe avelus together with her. Whereas when it's anybody, any of her other relatives, then he doesn't observe avelus with her. So shmamina. So we see that chilik is in fact correct. And tani nami achin, we have a brisa that says exactly that way. Lo amru l'kvarishto elo cham b'chamoso. The only avelus one observes, the kvodishto, is that over his father-in-law and mother-in-law. Only then does he observe avelus. So Amemar Shachav La Bar Berei, Amemar's grandson had passed away, Kari Ilaves. Now the Gemara is going to switch to the halachos of Kriya. So he tore Kriya over his grandson. So Asabrei. Then afterwards his son arrived, the father of the child who had passed away, Karabaape. And again he tore Kriya in front of the father, in front of his son. Itkar de Miyushav Kar. And then he realized, wait, I tore Kriya just now sitting down. Come karamu umat. So he got up and he tore kriya standing up to do it the proper way. So I'm later vashi lamemer kriya demu umat minalan. So apparently you see from that story, and if one tears kriya sitting down, it's invalid. How do I know that you need to do kriya standing up? Because the pasuk says by Eov, when he heard that all of his children had died, vayakam Eov vayikra esmi ilo. So you see that when that he dafka vayakam, he dafka stood up in order to do kriya. Elameata, if that's true, that the lashon of kima means that there's a chiyuv to stand up, so the lashon of amida also would mean that there's a chiyuv to stand up. And yet we find, and it would therefore turn out, that when it comes to the mitzvah of chalit, chalitza, where the pasuk says va'amad va'amar lo chafatzi v'kachta, that they go in front of the ziknei iro and they speak to him, and va'amad va'amar, he gets up and he says lo chafatzi v'kachta hachinami. Maybe you see from there that chalitza requires amida. If you're going to say that va'yakam tells me that kriya requires amida, va'amad should tell me that chalitza requires amida. But va'atanya, but doesn't the brisa say ben yoshi ben omid ben muta, that a person could do chalitza whether he's sitting, whether he's standing, whether he's leaning? It doesn't make a difference. And the Rishonim point out that we're not going to be mechalek between his statement of lo chafatzi lekachta and the actual maisa chalitza, because if the amira requires standing, then the chalitza itself would also require standing. And if it's if amira is, if the chalitza is kasher be yeshiva, so va'amad therefore must not mean that the amida is ma'akev. That's how the Ritva points out. But nevertheless, the Ramban and the Ritva also point out that the chalchila, one should stand at the time of the chalitza, because sof the Torah does say a lashon of va'amad. So we try to enact what the Torah says in the most literal sense possible, even though it may not be a halacha that one requires amida. So that's what we're knowing, l'chalchila, that we do chalitza ba'amida. I just attended my first chalitza a couple of weeks ago. I'd never been to a chalitza before. It's not, first of all, every chalitza is terribly sad, right? It's obviously the whole situation is terribly sad. But you think, what's the big deal? The whole process, first of all, everyone's emotional. It's difficult. It's a weird feeling to it. And a lot of times you're dealing with older people. So to do the whole thing by amida is not so, a lot of people are old, they have ailments, they're out of shape. It's not so easy for them to do chalitza by amida. But l'chadchila, we try to do it by amida. If it's not possible, so then it's not possible, but you try to do by amida. So anyway, so the Gemara says that how can you tell me vayakam means that you have to stand up, because then va'amad would also mean you have to stand up. But we know chalitza does not require standing. Amalei ha'asam lo k'siv vayamod vayomar. No, by chalitza, the pasuk doesn't say vayamud vayomar, which would mean that you have a tzivoy to stand up, ela va'amad, that it's just describing any change in the situation. That up until now, the zakenim were speaking, and now when the yavam begins to speak, so it's a transitional phrase to tell me that the spotlight turns over to the yavam. So hachak siv vayakam vayikra, but over here by the mitzvah of kriya, it says vayakam iyo vayikra, which sounds like Dafka standing up. So we see that kriya requires amida, that it's ma'akev. So Gemara brings another memra about standing up for kriya. Amar Rami Bar Chami, nine the kriya shimu umad. How do I know you need to stand to tear kriya? Shnemar vayakam iyo vayikra, because the pasuk says vayakam iyo vayikra. Says Gemara, Dilma milsi yisertu da avin. Maybe Iyov did extra things that were not required la halacha. So you can't learn from there. We learn from there that Iyov stood up. Do we necessarily learn from there that everybody who tears kriya has to stand up? Because if you're not going to say that Eov did certain things that were extra, and you're going to say that from everything Eov does we have to learn a halacha, it also says Vayogas Asrosho Hachinami. It says that he tore off his hair, that he shore off his that his hair was shorn. So you're going to say the same thing, that an Avel is Chayv in Betchlisha Saseyar? That's certainly not the case. So Eov did these extra things aside from Hilchos Avel because he was suffering so terribly. He was expressing his tsar in such an overt fashion, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's a chiyuv. So the same is true when it comes to standing for kriya. So the Gemara says elamei hachi, right? We learn the din of kriya Mu'umad from a different pasuk. When David HaMelech heard the news about the death of his children, Vayakam HaMelech Vayikra Es Begadav. The pasuk says that David HaMelech stood up and tore his Begadav. What do we mean, the death of his children? What was the story? So Avshalom ben David had a maternal sister named Tamar. Amnon ben David assaulted Tamar, and Avshalom decided he wanted to kill Amnon. So he made a mishteh, and he invited all of his brothers, all of David's children. And when Amnon was drunk, so Avshalom told the Avadim that they should go kill Amnon. So when all the other Bnei HaMelech saw that, everyone just quickly got on their horses and drove away. They got out of there. And David heard a mistaken report that Avshalom had killed all of his children. Avshalom had in fact killed Amnon, but he thought he heard a mistaken report that Avshalom had killed all of his children. When he heard that mistaken report, Vayakam Amelech Vayikra Es Begadav, he got up and he tore Kriya. And that's the basis for the idea that Kriya is Mu'umad. Vidilma Milsi Yisir Ta'avad. Maybe David Amelech did extra things beyond what was required La Halacha, and we're not Mechayev every Avel to do those things. Di Lo Teimachi, because if you're not going to say that David did a little bit extra, when it says Vayishkav Artza Hachinami, that he lied down on the floor, is that what everybody has to do? Va'atanya, didn't the Brisa tell us, Yashan al Gabe Mita, if an Avel sleeps on a bed that's in its normal position, but he just takes off the cushions or the and he sleeps on the ropes of the bed, al gabi kisei, where he sits on a chair, al gabi udaine, some type of bench, gedola mikulan amru, afilu al gabi karka, lo yatsi de chavaso, even if he sleeps on the ground, he hasn't fulfilled his din of avelus. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains, what do you mean he hasn't fulfilled his din of avelus? Shlokiyam kfiyas amita, he hasn't fulfilled the requirement of kfiyas amita. Kfiyas amita requires that he dafka turns over the bed. So lying on the ground is not a fulfillment of kfiyas amita. So David certainly did kfiyas amita, so he could have lied down on his mita kfuya. He didn't have to lie down on the karka. So clearly he was doing extra things if he lied down on the karka, because he must have done the mitzvah of avelus. So he must have done a kfiyas amita. So why is he also lying on the karka? So it must be that he's doing extra things. So maybe when he stood up and he tore kriya, that's also one of those extra things. You don't necessarily see from there that you're required to stand to tear kriya. So I'm like ke'ein artzos. He said, no, David didn't actually lie down on the ground. He did things that were similar to lying down on the ground, meaning kfiyas amita and lying on a mita kfuya for David would be the equivalent of anybody else who's not a king lying directly on the ground. But this is our lachem freshes. We paskin that one has to do kriya standing up. It's not always possible. Again, sometimes you're dealing with very elderly people. A person, I remember when Rabbi Lam, Zichron Levracha, passed away. So I did the levaya because you know, he was local, and Rabbi, his older brother, Rabbi Norman Lam, was not in very good shape at the time. Zichron Levracha was not in very good shape at the time. He was in a wheelchair. So I said, okay, you'll tear kriya in the wheelchair. And he insisted on pushing himself to stand up, because he felt that if he's able to stand up, then that's the halacha. He's right. I just wasn't going to tell an 88-year-old man that he has to stand up. But he felt that if he's able to stand up, then that's the halacha, then he should do kriya standing up. So now the Brisa lists all the surim that an Avel has. The Tosfos points out that it's only listing the things that an Avel is not allowed to do, not the things that an Avel is obligated to do, like Kfiyas Amita and Ativas Harosh. But the following are the isurim of an Avel. Tosfos also points out, it doesn't mention She'ilah Shalom and Anachas Tefillin, that are only knowing on some of the days of Avelus, and it also doesn't mention Tichboses, laundering, because that's included in Rechitza. So in case you're wondering why this list is incomplete, Tosfos fills us in on all of the missing pieces of this list. But here are the things that an Avel is not allowed to do. Asur b'malacha, he's not allowed to do malacha, b'rechitza, he's not allowed to bathe, b'sicha, and to anoint himself, b'tashma shamita, to have marital relations, b'nilas a sandal, to wear leather shoes, v'asur likros, b'torah, b'nevim, b'ksuvim, he's not allowed to read Tanakh, v'lishnos b'mishnah, medesh v'alachos, v'ashas v'agados, he's not allowed to read, not allowed to learn Mishnayos and Medrash and Halachos and Shas and Agados. The Lashon of Shas is an unusual Lashon. You would normally expect it to say Ube Talmud. So this is one of the things that the censor took out, that he used to say Ube Talmud. That's what the in Misach Shabbos, the censor was also misaking the same word, that the censor were gozer in the beginning of, at a certain point in history, to destroy all the Sifrei HaTalmud. And even when they allowed the publication of the Talmud, they required that they remove the word Talmud from the Talmud. So when it says Talmud instead, we have to put in Shas. So whatever it is, and if a lot of people needed him in order to learn from him, meaning the Avil was an important person who was spreading Torah, and people needed his Torah, Eino Nimna. So we don't, he does not refrain from teaching during his days of Avil. So Maisa Meisma Shalbi Yosef B'Tzipori V'Nichlas Beis Midrash V'Dorish Kol Yom Kulo. When Rabbi Yossi's son died in Tzipori, he went into the Beis Medrash and he darshened Kol Yom Kulo. He darshened all day long. Rashi raises the question that the Gemara in Sukkah says that an Avil is chayv b'kol mitzvah samurs b'toruch chutz min atfilin. Well, guess what? One of the mitzvahs in the Torah is Talmud Torah. So how can we say that an avil is usher to learn Torah if we're going to say on the other end that an avil is chayvin kol mitzvahs b'Torah? So he says the Talmud Torah is a mitzvah that involves simcha, and therefore we're not going to allow him to do it. It means when it says kol mitzvahs b'Torah chutz min tefillin, it means mitzvahs that don't necessarily involve simcha, and still tefillin is patur from. In the Ramban in Torah Sa'adam adds that he's yotzei the mitzvah of Talmud Torah the kriyash mashach jarvis, meaning we never said he's patur from Talmud Torah. We said he's usher to learn certain things, which is just about everything, but it doesn't mean that he's patur from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because if you just do kriyash mashach v'arvis, normally it's asr lomar, you're not allowed to say that in front of an am haaretz, that you can get away with just kriyash mashach v'arvis, but really to fulfill v'kisa b'yom v'layla, one only requires a little bit in yom, a little bit at layla, and kriyash mashach v'arvis is enough, and the avel has to do that. That's a discussion in poskim, when we say that an avel learns dvarim harayim, that he's allowed to learn the Nevuos in Yirmiyahu and Eicha and the Churban Agaritas in Gittin and Eov and all of those things, Hilchas Avelus, does that mean he has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah and it's just that he's limited in what the curriculum is, or that no, he has no chiyuv of Talmud Torah, but should he choose to learn, he has to learn only those things. So if you hold that he has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, then Rashi's question doesn't get off the ground. He is chayv in Talmud Torah, he just shouldn't learn these things. He's more limited in what he's allowed to learn. Rabbi Rechana Itra Be'Milsa, Rabbi Rechana had a relative who passed away, so he became a novel. So he thought that he wasn't going to leave his house to go deliver the drasha. So Rabbi Chanina informed him that if the people need you, then you got to go. So he said, okay, once I'm going to go give the shir, I'll do it the way I normally do it. And he was going to have a torgaman do the publicizing of the shir. So Rav said to him, Tanya, no, you got to do it with a little bit of a shinoi. You shouldn't have a torgaman that goes and announces your shir loudly. So what should he do when he's giving the shir? How does he do it with the shinoi? Like the Bryce says, the son of Rabbi Yudabari Loi passed away and he went into the Beis Medrash to say his drasha because it was a case of Rabbim Tzrichim Lo. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya v'yosha b'tzido. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya sat right next to him. V'lochash hu l'Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya l'torgaman. So he whispered it to Rabbi Chananya ben Akavya. Rabbi Chananya and Kavya in turn whispered it to the Torgaman Ishmiel Acherim, and the Torgaman was Mashmiah to everybody else, and he let it be announced to everybody else. Good, so that's the Avel is Aser B'Talmud Torah, but if it's Rabban Shrichim Lo, he goes and he says the Shir, but he does so with a little bit of a Shinoi. Now we transition to another Isser that an Avel has. An Avel is not allowed to put on tefillin. That's derived, we learned back on Daf Tezvav Amar Aleph, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel Anavi when he's in Avelus, Pe'ercha Chavosh Alecha, that he should put on tefillin. Pe'ercha is tefillin. That meaning, don't be knowing Avelus in the fullest sense, you should put on tefillin. So from there, the Chum derive that a regular Avel does not put on tefillin. So Tan Rabbanan, how long does that Isser for an Avel to put on tefillin, how long does that last? It apparently does not last for all Shiva. So how much of the Avelus does that last for? Avel Shloshiyam Marishonim, Asal Aniach Tefillin. This Bryce is a little cryptic. It's difficult to read. We'll read one way that the Rishonim read it, but there are like four different ways the Rishonim read it. But Avel, for the first 3 days, should not put on tefillin. Mishlishi ve'elech, from the third day and on, vishlishli b'chal, mutal aniach tefillin, including the third day, he puts on tefillin. So it's a little bit funny, right? We said, first 3 days, he doesn't put on tefillin, except for the third day. I mean, so why don't you say the first 2 days, he doesn't put on tefillin? Okay, so this is the way some of the Rishonim read it, that the first 3 days, he doesn't put on tefillin, but on the third day, he really does. Panim Chadashos, and if Panim Chadashos, new people that had not been menachim him yet, show up to the Beis HaAvel on the third day, Eino Choleitz, he does not have to remove the tefillin, he doesn't have to be choshesh that they're going to be choshed him that he was putting on tefillin the first 2 days also. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer taught two halachos. Number one, that for the first 2 days he does not put on tefillin, and number two, that when Panim Chadashos come, he does not have to remove the tefillin. Rabbi Shua Omer, that it's not 2 days that you don't put on tefillin, it's only 1 day that you don't put on tefillin. Already by day two, you're putting on tefillin, says Rabbi Yeshua. And the both Panim Chadashos cholent. But if Panim Chadashos show up to be Menachem and they haven't been Menachem yet, you have to remove the tefillin. So two separate machlokos between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Which days do you not put on tefillin? And once you're past those days and you are putting on tefillin, what if Panim Chadashos arrived? Are you then cholent the tefillin? So I'm Rav Masa, my time into Rabbi Elazar. Why does Rabbi Elazar think that there are two full days that you don't put on tefillin? Why 2 days? The chsiv, because the pasuk says Vayitmu Yemei Bechi Evel Moshe. From the fact that it says Yemei Vechi Belashon Rabim, you see that the Ikra of Avelus is a multiple of days, so it must be that the Ikra of Avelus is 2 days. Even though it says Vayifku Bnei Yisrael Es Moshe Shloshim Yom, so he's darshaning the extra words Yemei Bechi, that there must be Ikra days of Bechi, and the Ikra days of Bechi are 2 days. Amar Avein in my time to Rabbi Shua, where did Rabbi Shua get that an Avel only doesn't put on tefillin for 1 day? Because the pasuk says Vachrisa Kiyom Mar, so we see that there is a day, a bitter day of Avelus. So the issur for an Avel to be maniach tefillin is not a nisa d'oraisa; it's a nisa d'rabbanan. All these psukim are only in asmachta. The Ritva points out because Lekuli Alma Avelus is not minatara, and even Aninus, which is minatara, is only for Yom Echad. That's how the Ritva writes. However, if you hold that Avelus Yom Rishon is d'oraisa, like the Rambam does in the very first halacha in Hilchos Avel, so then it could be that the Isra of Navel to put on tefillin is also midah raisa, because how can we be docha mitzvah sasei dar raisa v'hanachas tefillin for a din drabanan? So it could be that you'd understand that it is a mitzvah dar raisa. The Rush points out that even according to those shitos, the Isra for Navel to put on tefillin might only be midah rabanan, because an Avel who's experiencing bitterness pe'efer karno, it's not proper that he should be putting on a pe'er b'makom efer. It's not proper that he should be putting on tefillin. Mashal ma'adavar dom. It's like a person who can't have a guf naki. You're going to say, how can he not put on tefillin? No, it's not proper for him to put on tefillin in such a place, in such a situation where he doesn't have a guf naki, or he's in a makom she'eno naki, or something like that. So even though there's a mitzvah d'oraisa do it. So by an Avel also, even though it could be that Avelus is only d'rabbanan, but just based on the reality of his experience, it's not proper that he puts on tefillin. So that's how the Rush says. Rabbi Yeshua Dami Haksiv, asking him, wait a second, what does Rabbi Yeshua do with the pasuk? Ve'itmu Yemei B'chi Evel Moshe, that it says Yemei in plural. So how could Rabbi Yeshua say it's only 1 day? So I'm lach shiny Moshe to talk of Evle. Well, the Avelus is pretty strong when Moshe Rabbeinu dies. I mean, that was a pretty important loss for Klal Yisrael. But for regular people, 1 day is enough for the Iker Bechi. Rabbi Elazar Nami Yaksiv Achrisa Kiyomar. And what does Rabbi Elazar do with the pasuk Yom Mar? Sounds like it's only 1 day. So Iker Meriru Chad Yomahu. The Iker Merirus is only 1 day, but the Avelus is 2 days. Amar Ula Halachah Rabbi Elazar B'Chalitza. So Ula says the Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar as far as Chalitza. Chalitza over here is not referring to the Chalitza procedure. It means the removal of tefillin when there are Panim Chadashos on the third day. Then if Panim Chadashos come on the third day, you don't have to remove the tefillin. But Valach Rabbi Yeshua Bahanocha, but we pass like Rabbi Yeshua that you only don't wear tefillin on the first day. On the second day, you would put on tefillin. So Yibayilu B'Sheni Lu'ula Chalitza Oeinu Chalitza. So he says, you don't take off tefillin on the third day if Panim Chadashos come. That was Rabbi Eliezer. You do put on tefillin on the second day. Do you take off tefillin on the second day if Panim Chadashos come? That sort of catches in between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So Tashemas, he said, we'll bring you a raya. Amar Ula, choleitz u'meniach afilu mea pa'amim, that if Panim Chadashos come on the second day, you take off the tefillin and put on tefillin again, even 100 times. So obviously, Ula was talking about on the second day, because as far as the third day, Ula paskins like Rabbi Elazar that you're ain't no choleitz. So when is Ula saying that you're going to take off the tefillin and put them on 100 times? It must be Ula's talking about day two. So you see that Ula holds on day two, when Panim Chadashos come, one indeed does take off his tefillin. Why would you take it off, put it on 100 times? You already put on tefillin. So obviously the Gemara is assuming, like they used to do, that they would wear tefillin kalayom, that they wouldn't just wear tefillin for shachris, for davening. They'd wear tefillin all day long. And the Brisa confirms this, that you'd put on tefillin, take it off even 100 times, upon the Chadashos keep showing up. Rava Amar, Kivan Sheiniach, Shoveinu Cholitz. Rava says that no, on the second day of Avelus, even upon the Chadashos come, once you put on tefillin, you do not remove the tefillin. You don't put on tefillin lechatchila if there are panim chadashos there, but once the panim chadashos come, you do not remove the tefillin. That's why we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that if there are panim chadashos there on day two, that's what the Mishaburah quotes from Magen Avraham and others, that if there are panim chadashos there on day two, not to put on tefillin. It's machlok saposkim, but we try to be machmir that way. When my father-in-law was sitting Shiva many, many years ago for his father, I asked Rav Shachter if there are any things that an avil needs to be reminded of that people get wrong a lot of times in avelus, and he said that when it comes to the second day, the avil should put on tefillin before they open the doors for shachris in the morning, because once they open the doors for shachris in the morning, you can have a lot of panim chadashos, you can have new people that show up that were not menachemim yet. So it's a machlokas and poskim at that point, would you put on tefillin? We pass kaneinu chalitz, you don't take them off. So put on tefillin before they open the doors for people to come in. So it's an interesting point. So Rava Amar, so says the Gemara. From Rava, you see that the Ikra Avelus is really only one day. So the Gemara asks the stira in Rava. Rava Udamar Alach Ketana Didanda Amar Shlosha. Doesn't Rava say that the Ikra Avelus is for 3 days? So therefore the Isra Nachas tefillin should also be 3 days. So why is it only one day? Says Gemara, mitzvah shayni. Because tefillin is a mitzvah. So we're not going to, we're trying to minimize the amount of days that a person is not going to do a mitzvah. So it turns out that there are three shitos as far as what is the ikr zman of avelus. Rabbi Lezer holds the ikr avelus is 2 days. Yemei b'chi. Rabbi Yeshua holds the ikr avelus is 1 day. V'achrisa ki yom mar. And Rava holds the ikr of avelus is 3 days. So, but by tefillin, we have to be a little more mekel to let him put on tefillin before 3 days because it's such a big mitzvah. Then we discuss that an avel is not allowed to do malacha. How do I know avel is not allowed to do malacha? So that we said because the pasuk says va'fachti chagechem le'evel, that just like there's nisr malacha during Yemei Chag, there's nisr malacha for an avel. But the reason for the isr malacha for an avel is a little bit different than the reason for Yemei Chag. The reason for the isr malacha for an avel is because it would be a hesach hadas from the avelus. That's another thing that a lot of people don't realize. They assume that the mitzvah of nichum avelim is to help the avel forget about the avelus, to get him be masiach das from the avelus. So they come and they talk about the children and they talk about the funny thing that happened in shul and they talk about whatever. They talk about anything under the sun except for the niftar. But that's not really the halacha. The halacha is that the menachemim the nechama is to talk about the niftar, that the person is able to emote about the niftar, to talk about the person's life. So that's really what the topic of conversation is supposed to be. In fact, there's an iser of hesach hadas from the avelus. One is not so. Sometimes nebuch, you have young children that are sitting shiva, so for their psychological needs, they need a distraction. But we're talking about when adults are sitting shiva, that would be that's the proper way to be menachim. So tan rabban aval shloshi yom rishonim asur b'malacha. First 3 days of avelus, the avel is not allowed to do melacha. Vafilu aniyam esparnis min tzedakah. Even if he really needs the melacha because he gets supported from tzedakah, he's a very poor person, he still shouldn't do melacha. He should receive tzedakah money rather than do melacha. Mikan ve'elach, during the rest of the days of avelus, if he's an ani and he doesn't have what to eat and he's going to have to be supported from tzedakah if he doesn't work, so then osa b'tzina b'tok pei. So he could do melacha privately in his house, because that's not that's not such an overt act of doing malacha. So the Chum didn't ask for that. But other avelim are not allowed to do malacha even throughout Shiva. It's only the Ani Amispardis Minat Staka that it's allowed to do malacha b'tzina b'toch beso. The Isha Tova b'felech b'toch beso, and a woman can spin threads also for the tzoruch her parnasa in her house when she's in avelus after the first 3 days. Tan Rabban Avol Shloshim Rishonim Eino Holich LeBeis HaEvel. During the first 3 days, an avel should not go to another base avel. The other avelim, even an avel that's a karov of his, the Rishonim point out, and kolshkein to go anywhere else. Right, that's what the Rishonim say. He's not even allowed to go to a base avel. That's what the Rambam writes in the seventh parak of Hilchos Avelus, that he's not allowed to go anywhere. The reason it says base avel is to be mechadesh that even when it's not really hesach hadas from avelus, because he's further engaging in the inyan of avelus even then it's also to be Yotze Mitoch Beso, and he's not allowed to go out to do any other Gemilas Chasadim either, to hear the brachos of a chuppah or a bris milah, even though an aval is chayiv in kol mitzvos, that's a mitzvah shebegufo, but he shouldn't go out to do other forms of Gemilas Chasadim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yerodea Simen Shin Sadi Gimel. He doesn't go out for anything, even if there are mitzvos that he would be able to do should he go out. No, you don't even go to Beis Evel. Mikan ve'elach, but on the rest of the days of Avelus, Holech, he could still go after the first 3 days. He can go to Beis Evel. Ve'enu Yoshe b'makom ha'menachemin, ele b'makom ha'misnachemin. But he doesn't sit among those who are being menachem, the Avelim. Instead, he sits among those who are being misnachem, from those who come to comfort. So he sits together with the Avelim. Then we said that an Avel is also b'she'ela shalom. He's not allowed to say shalom to other people or to respond in shalom. And we learned that from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yechezkel, hey, onek dom, that he should be knowing Avelus in the sense that he should express silence and he shouldn't be shalom b'shalom. So Gemara brings a brisa that elaborates on these dinim. Tan Rabban, Avel shal shiyam harishonim also b'she'ela shalom. First 3 days, an Avel is not allowed to do she'ela shalom. Mishlosh ad shiva, from day 3 to 7 he could respond, but he's not allowed to be shoel b'shalom. Mikan ve'elot shoel meshiv kedarko. After day seven, he could be shoel meshiv in the normal way. Shloshah yom rishonim also b'shel shalom. So we said the first 3 days there's no shoel shalom. Vatanya, we have a brisa meisu meisu banu shel Rabbi Akiva nixu kol beis Yisrael v'espid demespid gadol. That one time Rabbi Akiva was in Avelus and everyone came together and gave a big hespid after Rabbi Akiva's son died. B'shas p'ti rasim, when they were all leaving, Amar Rabbi Akiva safsel gadol va'amar Rabbi Akiva got up and he announced, "Achenu Beis Shol Shimu Afilu Shnei Banim Chasan Menuchamu." Even if there were two, the two sons were already married, which would have been a great tragedy to leave young almanos. Bishvil Kavod Shasisim, I would have received the nechama from the kavod that you've just given. Vim Bishvil Akiva Basim, and if you came just because I'm Akiva, meaning because I'm a wealthy person and not because of my Torah, Hare Kama Akiva Bashuk. That would not have provided any nechama. There are lots of Akivas around. Elakach Amartam, I know what your thought process was. Torah selukav belibo. You came because of the covenant Torah. V'kol shkeit shaschar kum kafel, and therefore you should have a double schar because it was a nichum avelim plus a covenant Torah. L'chul v'teichem l'sholim, and therefore everyone can go home today knowing that the job well done that you provided in a chama. So, but bottom line is, you see that Rabbi Kiva was shol b'shalom because he said l'chul v'teichem b'shalom. So apparently, Navel is mutter b'shel l'shalom. Says Marno, kvod rabim shiny. That was for the covenant of the rabbim. He was allowed to do it. Then we said mishlosh ad shiva mei. Between days 3 and 7, he could respond, but he cannot be shoel. Mikan ve'elach shoel meishiv kedarko. After the shiva's over, he could be shoel and meishiv b'shalom kedarko. Ureminu v'raskiu stira hamotzias chaver avol b'tok shloshim yom. We find a novel who's within 30 days medaberi motan chumin. You could still be, you could still say divrei nechama. You say tisnachim in hashemayim me'evel zeh or whatever. Ve'eno shoel b'shlomo, but you're not allowed to be shoel b'shlomo. La'achar shloshim yom shoel b'shlomo b'dei medaberi motan chumin. After 30 days, you can be shol b'shlomo, and you're not allowed to be medaber tanchunim because after 30 days there's no avelus anymore. Meis ishto v'nasi isha acheres. If a man's wife died and he remarries within 30 days because he has young children that need to be taken care of, eino rashi l'kanes l'beis l'dabri mo tanchumin. You're not allowed to go into his house where his new wife lives and be menachim him about his old wife. Mitzol b'shuk, but if you find him out in the market, don't below b'safav rafa b'kovid rosh. Then you could speak to him b'safav rafa b'kovid rosh about the divrei nechaba over his wife. But you see from the brisa that within 30 days it's also to be shol b'shlomo avel, and certainly it's also for the avel to be shol b'shlomo acherim. But that's difficult because we had a brisa before that said that it's mutter for an avel to be shol b'shalom kidarko la'acherim after shiva. Over here we see that within shloshim it's aser, and previously we said after shiva it's mutter. So Amar Ravidi Bar Avin, even though the second brisa says that petok shloshim it's aser to be shol b'shlomo avel, we don't learn from there that it's also aser for the avel to be shol b'shlomo shalom acherim. Who shol b'shalom acherim? Shacherim shruyim b'shalom. Acherim ain shalom b'shlomo. Shu ain osher b'shalom. When it comes to within the shloshim, he's allowed to be shol b'shalom acherim because other people are indeed b'shalom. They're not avelim, so you could be shol b'shlomam. But but Acherim cannot be Shalom Bishlomo because he is not Bishalom. He's in a state of Avelus. Vamidiktani Meshiv, but from the fact that it says in the Brisa that he's Meshiv, Mechlal Deshailinonle, sounds like someone must have been Shalom Bishalom. How can you say that you're not allowed to be Shalom Bishlomo, but he could be Meshiv? How's he Meshiv? Someone must have been Shalom. So no, Delo Yadi. It must be that people didn't know that he was an Avel. So Mepnei Darkei Shalom, he's Meshiv Shalom to them. But those who know that he's an Avel should absolutely not be Shalom Bishlomo. If that's the case, that the Brisa means Meshiv is to people who don't know Hasam Nami, we should allow him to be Meshiv Mepnei Darkei Shalom even in the first 3 days. Why do we say you're not allowed to do that? Because in the first 3 days, he should let them know that he's an Avel and that he cannot speak in a normal way. You're not going to say Darkei Shalom. But once the first 3 days are over, then he doesn't need to let them know anymore. Uriminu, the Gemara says, I'll ask you another stira. The Brisa said that after 30 days, he's allowed to be you're allowed to be Shalom Bishlomo Avel. But we have a stira. Motzeis Chaveru Avel B'tok Shneimas or Chodesh. You find an Avel within Yud Beis Chodesh. Medabri Mo Tanchumin Ve'eino Shaul Bishlomo. You're not allowed to be Shol B'Shlom the Avel. The Achash Shemas Rechad Shol B'Shlomo Medabri Mo Tanchumen. After 12 months, so then you can be Shol B'Shlomo. Avel Medabri Mo, but you're not Medabri Tanchumen, Avel Medabri Mo Menatzad. But you can make an allusion to the Nechama. Amar Meira, Motzias Chaveru Avel L'Achash Shemas Rechad Shol Medabri Mo Tanchumen L'Mal Dome. If it's after Yud Beis Chodesh and you just do a Nicham Avelim, you know what that's like? L'Adam Shnish Baragel V'Chayis. It's like a person broke his leg and it's healed. Mitzor Rofe, a new doctor sees him. Barmelon says, Kalei Chetzli, you should have come to me to heal the break. Look what I'll do. Shani Shova Varapena. Just to prove it, I'll break your leg again and I'll fix it this time. So you can know what a great doctor I am. The person would say, no, thank you. So don't give Nichum. But you see from the Brisa that even after 30 days, it's also to be Shol B'Shlom the Avel. It's a Kasha. And the Brisa says, after 30 days, it's Mutter. Lo Kasha. Haba Vimo, Haba Shar Krovim. Difference between Avimo and Shar Krovim. Hasanami, Dabri Mo Tanchum Minatzad. So even by Shar Krovim, you're Medabri Tanchum Minatzad after Shemas Chodesh. In Hachinami, Umay Eno Medabri Motan Chumin, Kidarko, Medabri Mo Menatzad. When it says that you're not Medabri Motan Chumin, it means in the normal way. But you're allowed to be Medabri Menatzad without mentioning the name of the mace. As opposed to Novel, I love Vimo, you're Medabri Motan Chumin within the Yud Beis Chodesh, even Kidarko, even Shalom Menatzad. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tan Rabbanan toward the end of the page. Have a great day, everyone. A good night.